My employer requested that I be more open with my fellow employees. He wants me to spend my breaks conversing with them rather than working alone. He wants me to, quote, friend them on Facebook and in real life in order to foster what he calls, quote, intellectual community, unquote. In discussions at work, he tells me that I need to speak more, especially when I don't have anything to say, because my, quote, precision in answering is intimidating to other students and discourages discussion, unquote. I want to know if I can remain moral keeping this job by faking friendships and pretending to stumble over my words so others feel better about their own. Well, right off, I would say it's moral because you're doing the job that you were hired for, but he wants you to do it acting out a different character. He's not asking you to preach something against your ideas. He's not asking you to carry coal instead of act as a bank teller. He's saying, do just what you're doing. You're doing very well, but pretend like you're Peter Keating when you deal with the other people. I don't think that's immoral. The question is, can you stand that morning to night? I don't know how you could. To me, it would be worse if I was asked to contradict my values straight out rather than, well, keep them, but act this way, and that isn't so awful. Look at it this way. Which is worse? If your boss asks you, make all the ugly females in the office feel attractive by adopting the policy of coming on to them, dating them, complimenting them. And that is the regular policy I want you to adopt over and above your job. Or instead of that, if the boss said to you, I want you to sleep with that woman and that's all I want. I mean, to me, if I had to choose and was desperate to keep the job, I'd much rather have once and then it's over, then this kind of daily thing. So I would strongly advise you to get out of that before it drives you crazy.